PUSLINCH, councillors feel that more maintenance is needed for dead tree removal in the township. During a discussion about councillors' comments regarding suggested items for consideration in the 2024 budget, Coun. Russell Hurst asked for additional enforcement on ash tree maintenance and dead tree removal, specifically in regard to increased issues with invasive species, the emerald ash borer. He specifically asked for an assessment of priority areas so that staff can utilize resources and staff time appropriately if available. I see this becoming more and more of an issue, and if the dying trees aren't managed, then it becomes a safety issue, said Hurst. I think it's one of those issues where it's not going away, so I just want to ensure that it's a priority. According to Mike Fowler, Director of Public Works, $20,000 is allocated every year for dead tree removal and is dependent on when the town can get a contractor in with a bucket truck and chipper. We do our best to prioritize the most dangerous trees identified, to get that done, said Fowler. But, it's hard to predict every year what the priority is for public works. This year, dead tree removal was put on the back burner, as a lot of the staff resources were allocated to regrading side roads during the summer. Every year is under the assumption that we can go out and remove trees on our own, but we really can only do that once we can get a contractor in with a bucket truck, said Fowler. Coun. John Sepulis agreed that there needs to be a better handle on dead tree removal in the township, suggesting a proposed budget increase of between $5,000 to $10,000 to allow for a third week of tree removal during the year. Sepulis also wanted to know whether it's the township's responsibility to take care of trees interfering with hydro lines. According to Fowler, Hydro One has made it clear to municipalities that any tree maintenance related to hydro lines are not to be touched, and that a service request should every 2 to 3 years, Hydro One will go through a municipality and mark what they deem problem trees. Unfortunately, when a resident or a service request comes in that has hydro lines around it, my only option is to forward it to Hydro One, said Fowler. I will admit that it takes quite a while to get that agency to respond. Requests are sent on a complaint-by-complaint basis. Staff will return with an updated 2024 budget report at a future meeting. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.